Alan's Story by Alan O'Connor. I mind my nephew once a week on Mondays. He is 8 years old and his name is Jay. Jay is very active. You have to keep an eye on him all the time. One Monday afternoon, he was playing upstairs in my son Alan's bedroom. He went into the bathroom and he went to the sink to wash his hands. He left the stopper in the sink and the tap running. He went back into the bedroom to play with his PlayStation. I was in the kitchen getting dinner ready when somebody knocked at the door. I walked down the hall and I realised that water was dripping down from the ceiling. I told the man at the door to come back later. He was a meter reader. The bathroom was covered in water and the landing was soaking. I knocked off the tap and then I pulled the plug in the sink. I couldn't understand why the overflow wasn't working. I ran downstairs and I got buckets and put them under the drips. I put a pinhole in the ceiling and the water drained away quickly. This was a tip I got from my brother-in-law, who is a plumber. I ran upstairs and I asked Jay what he had done. I only went to wash my hands and went back to my game, he said. I now had to dry out the place and to find out why the overflow wasn't working. My brother-in-law found out that the overflow had a piece of plastic stuck in it. He said I should check all the overflows in the house. The moral of the story is, never leave a child upstairs alone.